Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The Zurian Show. And as always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and, of course, good spirits. As for us, we are doing just fine. Ladies and gentlemen, today we have a very special treat. We have a person that was involved in what has become not only a movie but history, but also a gentleman that is working with the community, for the community, and helping the community and our youth and young people in actually living their dreams, and also helping some that have already lived their dreams to also continue to contribute to the community in different ways, but using sport as a plural, not singular, as a tool to do that. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to talk about semi-pro football and the Washington Warriors. We have the pleasure of having Mr. Walter L. Bowling II on with us, who is the CEO and general manager of this group, working to help, again, young men and young women and others to actually become more, more vital instruments of good, of wellness, and of purpose within our community by giving them a voice through their sports and through other things. So he's promoting a whole bunch of different things: leadership, he's promoting business sense, he's promoting community wellness, he's promoting self-esteem, you know, and of course physical fitness. And that's just a slight touch of it. He's actually organized and created the Washington Warriors, and they are a nonprofit 501c3 community-based organization, which was formed in the Washington, D.C. area, but is also serving the Washington, D.C. metro area, so Washington, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, so the metropolitan area as a whole. So with that said, Walter, or I know you like to be called WB, how you doing today?
I'm doing fine, Z, man. How you doing?
Oh, I'm always doing all right till I can do better, but you've heard that one before.
And that's a good thing. That's a very good thing, because we always strive to do better. I want to first thank you for allowing me to share the dream, the Washington Warriors, and anything else that I can share that very well may help the community and anyone that's listening on your radio show.
Well, again, we're truly honored to have you. You know, we only have a little over 39,000 people that are kind enough to listen, but we know that your reach is something that's going to affect them all in one way or another, because you're doing positive things for the community and the people that you work with. Could you tell us a little bit about you, please?
Well, former law enforcement, and the reason why I say former law enforcement, because, you know, a lot of times you get too old to do what you want to do. And that's from the body, not the mind. And I started these programs while I was in law enforcement, but I came to the conclusion that I was part of the problem, not the solution. You know, when you are in law enforcement and you have to apprehend, arrest, then that takes a guy off the street. Well, you know, hey, I wasn't being part of that solution. So I left the law enforcement community to get into a solid community that would help the community. And I first started with Thugs, which is True Heroes Under God's Salvation. And that was a program where we helped guys from the ages of 17 to 25. And we helped them find jobs. We helped them do all the things that they wanted to do to make sure that they got the success that they wanted. And the only thing they had to do was come back to the community and be a positive image to everyone else that was left there. And that worked out pretty good. But I wasn't getting the numbers that I wanted. And I came up with an idea that, hey, football normally can do something with guys, especially guys that got a lot of anger. I mean, from the ages of 18 to 35, we have somewhat of 2.5 million black men incarcerated, and that's a lot of numbers. So I said, you know, hey, if I can get some of those numbers not to be incarcerated, then that's a start. So my first year starting the Washington Warriors, which is a semi-pro football team, we had 50 guys. And we lost every game. It was only 10 games. We lost every game, but their spirits were up because they knew it was at the end of the rainbow. I told them in 4 years we can win a Super Bowl. And that's if we stay together, that's if we continue to grow and continue to do the positive things that we're doing. And the things that we were doing were off-season. We were doing mentor programs with kids, going to elementary schools, going to the Boys and Girls Clubs, and going to the local recreational centers and seeing, having reading contests and, you know, finding out just how well the young men and young women could read. So once we started that program, it kicked off pretty good, and we went to the hospitals, Children's Hospital. We took a lot of gifts, a lot of books to be read, and we contacted the Red Cross to do the same thing. So we were trying to locally and in the communities that most guys came out of to go back and help out. And that's how we got started with the semi-pro football. I mean, the football brought in the guys. First year, 50. Second year, 70. Third year, about 75. Fourth year, we ended up having off and on 125 guys. That's only because of these guys not getting paid as volunteer to play. They had families, they had jobs, and not all 125 guys could make a game or practice for that matter. I can remember we had a solid core of 15 guys. The first year, 15 guys that could come to every game and come to every practice. And with those guys, they were like the 300. They were solid. They stuck together. They really, really just hung in there and done the best they could. And it paid off for them because we got beat 1 year. That year we got beat like 6-7-0. And these guys didn't have their head down. They had their heads up because they got the respect from the other team. The other team was just at awe how they completed the game with just 15 guys. And, you know, in today's football, impossible. Can't be done. But it's not impossible if you've got the positive attitude, the right people doing the things that they need to do, and everybody pitching in as one, okay? As one. You got 15 guys, that's one and one only. So it helps out, and it continues. It continues off the field. It continues on the field. And it's just a good thing to see all these guys, 15 of them, stick together and continue to play and not give up. So it has its rewards, and the most rewarding is the fact that we've done something. We've done something together. We didn't give up. We didn't give up, so we got beat 67-0. Big deal. The following year, we came back, we went to that team, and we did the same thing to them. But from their side and their perspective, a lot of them were quitting, taking their uniforms off, doing the game and quitting because they could not believe they were getting beat by a team they beat by 67-0, and there was only 15 of them. So it goes to show that it's just not the way you play the game. It's how you play it. You have to have the positive attitude to continue. You can't quit. You cannot quit with anything. And that's what I tell most young people. If you have a dream, you got to continue with that dream. You got to make the preparations for it. It's going to take a while. It's going to be a minute. And you got to set your mind to say, okay, I just got to keep going. I can't stop. Because there is a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Now, it may not be literally a pot of gold, but there is a pot of gold.
Wow, that's really huge. And it's clear that you definitely helped to upbring their spirit and their drive. Like you said, 15 players throughout a whole football game. In the pros, they can't do it.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Especially with the money they're getting, they're not going to do it. And my guys wouldn't get any money at all.
Yes, sir. That's a very huge thing. I know that you also have several other programs that you're doing, because I remember you're doing academic tutoring, mentoring, job and career preparedness. You also have a flag football program. You also have cheerleaders. I was really impressed with the fact that you have, you know, professional cheerleaders and dance and fitness and conditioning and, you know, all of the other things that you're doing. I mean, you're definitely making a difference in a lot of people's lives, including the fans.
Well, I got to tell you, again, my whole premise of doing things was to help people, regardless of what it may have been. I mean, that's why it's so widespread. I would talk to a young man or a young woman, and whatever their dream is, I take off and run with it to make sure I get all the information they need to complete their dream, and then start some sort of program so that they can really do their thing. I mean, the cheerleaders started from a young lady coming to me and go, "Why you don't have any cheerleaders?" And I thought about it and go, "Well, the pros have cheerleaders, why can't we?" And we were one of the first semi-pro football teams to start with cheerleaders. And I got to tell you, the first year, it's just like everything else. When you first start off, you start off with diamonds in the rough. And by the fourth, we've had two of our cheerleaders to make the Redskins. They are ambassadors for the Redskins cheerleading program. And they are actual cheerleaders for the Redskins program. So that goes to tell you that all you have to do is just continue with your dream, and it'll come true. It'll come true without a doubt. And with other I took off on a journey to find a black scholar. You know, I've never heard of a black scholar. I've heard of scholars, and they've been also of other ethnic groups and other races. I just never seen a black scholar. So I set out to find a black scholar, and I'm still on that journey. There's going to be one that's going to be found that we can show that, hey, we're very intelligent just like everyone else. And, you know, we have other programs, like you said, the mathematics program. You know, my thing is numbers. It's always been numbers, so I always try to get with guys and tell them, listen, you don't have to be a football player to make money. Quite frankly, you could be a CPA. And, of course, a lot of them never heard the CPA. And once I tell them what they do and how much money they make, these guys are excited because now they can do something that one of their buddies in sports can do and make just as much money as he can make. So, again, it's all about the young person's dream that kind of excites me, because I always, when guys tell me about sports, the first thing I say, well, how good are you, you know? And, of course, everyone says, I'm very good. And they come out not being good at all. But, again, that's not a question thing. We have to start from scratch. And there's some pro things starting from scratch. If you played high school ball and you didn't make college ball, then, hey, you can make the semi-pro team. And then take it further. If you played college ball, you didn't make the NFL, you can make the semi-pro team. We can help you. One of my guys are going to the Philadelphia Eagles this year, and unfortunately, I can't give you his name right now because he hasn't signed on. And once he signed on, we're going to be happy. And the only thing I asked him to do, when you get on Monday Night Football, tell people you came from the Washington Warriors. And he's excited about that. He can't wait to get that. He cannot wait to play on a Monday night. And if he's that good where he's going to be interviewed and say where he's from, he's going to say the Washington Warriors. And that's a good thing.
That is truly outstanding. And to know that you're a part of that and we're a part of that, and then the people that you're going to help in the future, and just through your mentoring, the message that that's going to send to other young men and young women, you know, throughout the nation, that's a powerful thing, sir. You are truly blessed.
Well, I'm glad you brought the blessed part out, because I truly believe I am blessed. And the way I teach these guys is a simple process. God comes first. Your family comes second. And whatever passion you have comes third. And you complete the first two, you're going to definitely complete the third. And I truly live by that, and it has worked, and it's going to continue to work because I'm going to continue to live that way, and I'm going to pass it on because I truly believe that the blessings, without a doubt, come from God. So what do? We worship and service. And worshiping and service is just, in my opinion, the easiest thing in the world to do. You know, just like you pay your sponsors, you pay your car note. Okay, I pay God by worshiping him and continue to worship him every minute of the hour. So that's a good thing. And I pass that on to females, young males, and even younger to let them know that that's what I truly believe in. And then I give off examples. And the only example that I see that maybe people really could really recognize and deal with is Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey's program, when he first got into the business, in the radio business, he did 12 minutes of talking about God. 12 minutes out of his four-hour show, he took out and he talked about God. And that was a good thing because there it is with putting God first, and then his family second, and then his passion. And as we know, he also have a program, and I hope to get that big with a program with young guys around here, with being on a farm, learning things, bringing experts in to show them. He would bring pilots in. He would bring all sorts of people into. And he did it at his home. He did it at his home where he has this boys program where he gets between, I want to say 70 to 100 young guys, young men, and he keep them down there for a weekend, and they enjoy themselves, and they are with professionals, they're with people that's in their field that they want to do, and they're being told how to do it. And that's an excellent program. And I know that's his passion. And I got to tell you, it works out. God first, family second, and your passion third. It works out. So Steve Harvey is somewhat of my hero when I heard him every day. Take 12 minutes, just 12. And I know that's just 12 publicly, but I know Steve probably gives more than 12 minutes to God every day. And you have to, without a doubt. So I hope I didn't offend anyone or I didn't insult anyone, but that's my belief and that's what I believe in.
Yes, sir. Well, I know that you're always looking for sponsors and supporters and other people that want to be involved in this very positive thing that you're doing. And I know that you get most of your players from the Washington, D.C. metro area, which is D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Could you tell everybody how they could get in touch with you if they want to learn more about the program, getting involved, et cetera?
Definitely. We have a website, Washington Warriors. And a lot of times guys tell me when I ask, first question I always ask the guys, how did you find out about us? He said, I Googled the Washington Warriors, and you guys came up. And we have a complete website. My COO, which probably ended up being the CEO in the next year or so, Barry Kayson, he's the head coach. CEO. I mean, everybody has a lot of hats on, believe me, because they're volunteering, they're helping out, and that's why it's so successful. And he is one of the main reasons why we are so successful. And I got to tell you, when I first contacted him 8 years ago to help out, the first thing he said was, well, if God tells me to work you out, to work out with you, I will. And as they say, the rest is history because he's been with me all this long. Now, I got to tell you also, he's a real good friend of mine of 40 years. And this young man, he's younger than I am, this young man has a lot of wisdom, has a lot of knowledge, and he shares it. He also has programs that just coincide with ours and not in competition because it's so much to do with the kids in the area that it's not a competition to go out and help kids in the community doing something quite different. So Barry Kayson is head coach, he's the COO, and he would be the person to contact for playing-wise. And then I have a CFO, which is this young lady is very talented as well. She's been with us for a long time. Working out with these guys, and she's our chief financial officer, and she really, really takes us to where no man has been. I mean, she gets pennies, and I've never seen anyone break a penny down like this young lady, but she breaks it down, and she makes it work. And she's also a big asset to the organization, And I got to tell you, once you go on, you see the website, you like it, and you love it. We have pictures, and it's just, I mean, again, we're truly blessed. We know we're blessed, and all anyone has to do is Google it, go on, and all our numbers are there. And most of the time when guys call me to play, I normally just send them to Barry, and Barry takes it over, and next thing I know, here's the guy that called you, and I'm going, wow. That is truly amazing. That is truly, truly amazing how he turns these guys out to play and be all they can be. So, again, the Washington Warriors, you Google it, and you'll see the website. Give us a call. We'd be more than happy to talk with you because we've had potential sponsors give us calls, and they like the program. They come out to practices. They come out to see the games. And then the next thing I know, we have a donation. Now, a lot of times, you know, in this day and time, who has money to put into something that they are really not directly involved with, hands-on? But we've had organizations come out and give us donations, and we make sure that we put them on the website. We make sure that we give them all the props of advertising because we do have sponsorship packages. It's not just a run-by-day or just a football thing. No, this is a business. We've taken it on as a business. And the business is to help folks, not to make money, to help folks. And that's what we do with all donations. We put it back into programs to make those programs, get those guys jobs, teach them what they need to know about their careers, resumes, job hunting. Even, matter of fact, I'm waiting right now, and it's been promised to me. And somewhere before we start the season in July, Mr. Gates has donated 100 brand new laptops to us. Donated, and they're state of the art. And they'll be in our program to help these guys learn how to do what they need to do. And that's a good thing. So we've come a long way with everything from newsletters that we put out during the season every week. From schedules that we put out, from phone calls that we make. I mean, we're constantly working. It's a year-round job for the staffs that's not involved in coaching. But the coaches come out, and believe me, they come out and do what they need to do, and it's a good thing. It really is a good thing.
Right. You even have a regular newsletter that you put out. We also have we have somebody in the queue, see if they have a question. And the person is, their last four is 1314. If you have a question or comment, we'd appreciate it. Again, 1314, did you have a question or comment?
Good evening. How you all doing?
We're fine, ma'am. And yourself? And where you calling from?
Yes, I'm calling right now. I'm here calling from Stedville, North Carolina, but I'm originally from Tacoma Park, Maryland. I just have a comment for you all. My name is Jennifer Simmons. I'm Mr. Bowley's cousin, and I just want to say that I'm very proud of him, and I can truly testify that he's wonderful, and every day he sends out just the word, and I'm just so very proud of you, cousin, and he's doing a wonderful job with the Warriors. I am a Warriors fan, and I just had to call to just to say how proud I am of him, and he's doing a wonderful job, and just to keep up the wonderful work, and he's truly a blessed man, and I just love him. And just God is just doing great things with him, and he's just wonderful. And I just had to give a call in today just to let him know that I love him. I'm just so proud of him. Just keep up the good work, and just let him know that I'm very proud of him.
All right, man. Well,
thank you. Now, hold on. Before Jennifer get off, I got to let you know that the reason why she's in North Carolina, she is taking care of a sick aunt that we have. She took it upon herself, and she talked about the heart that I have and how much she's proud of me. Well, it's just equally the same with her because she's taken off and gone to North Carolina to take care of our aunt. And although she's down there with her son, and that's another story, but she's down there taking care of our aunt, and I got to tell you, I'm very proud of her. And I'm just waiting for her to say, hey, I need something, which anytime she calls and say what she needs, I break over backwards trying to get it to her because she is good in her heart as well, and she's very blessed. And I don't know if she has a son, whether or not I doubt it, but she, you know, she's down there taking care of our aunt, and that's a good thing. And I love you too, cuz. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome, cuz.
All right. Well, we appreciate you calling too. Well, with that, what is what else would you like to share with us about the Washington Warriors or about your dreams for the team and the league for the future?
Well, right now I'm working on a project that will bring forth 1,600 players, 320 coaches, another 320 cheerleaders, and be the biggest semi-pro league in the United States. That's what I'm working on right now. And I'm looking to open that up 2015, and it's pretty much ready to go. Just waiting on a few more things to happen, such as the sponsorship that I was promised from the bigger corporations opposed to the little corporations. But I got to tell you, I would rather deal with small businesses, because there's nothing like a small business owner saying that, hey, I'm part of a semi-pro football team, or better yet, I own a semi-pro football team. And people have no idea just how expensive it is to run a semi-pro football team. I mean, when you say semi-pro football team, although the players are not getting paid, but they got to have transportation, they got to have first aid, they got to have uniforms, they have to have everything they can get their hands on to make sure that they can do the job they need to do out there on the field. And it's not my first year. I got to tell you, it came out of my pocket, and I got to tell you, I still got that hole in my pocket where it came out of. But it's very expensive if you're doing it the right way. And then, see, that's the big thing. If you're doing it the right way, then we're doing it the right way, because we're putting it back into the community. I mean, whatever field we use, we normally take 10% of the earnings and put it right back into that community. Because, you know, this thing, it was definitely in your home. It was on your home. And you took the time and tolerated us to be there, because we normally play at 7 o'clock in the evenings, because we start in July and end in October. But I got to tell you, it's just one of those things where it's a pleasure to do, but you have to have a little money for it. So with the project coming up there with the league, it'll be a league, as they say, I heard a movie title, a league of my own, or a league of their own. It's a league of their own. And these guys are going to be at awe when they find out that they're going to get paid. They're going to get paid for playing. And believe me, it's going to be, I'm working on right now with the Internal Revenue to make sure that every guy is will have a 1099 to do what he needs to do for his business, because he's a football player. He will be considered a professional football player. And hopefully the NFL, because the first dream I had was being a farm team for every NFL team that's out there. And after I got into it, I could see it didn't work, so I had to take other avenues. So the other avenue I took was having a team of my own. Now it would be 32 teams that I own that hopefully somebody will see that these guys are good. And not just, you know, $65,000 question. That's what I normally ask everyone. If a college guy does not go into the NFL, what does he do? Well, he's walking the streets. If he's not working from his degree, he's walking the streets, he's working in McDonald's, he's working in Burger King, and he's more intelligent than that, but he's trying to survive. And that's what it's about, these guys trying to survive. So they take on these jobs. And when they take on these jobs, they always take them on with the mindset that they're going to go to the top of the line. And they do. They normally do. And we have connections with McDonald's, 7-Eleven, Kmart, Sears, that these guys can go into management and start their whole dream process. So, again, it would be the Majestic Football League. I do know the name. The name is copyrighted. The name is out there. And I'm just working on a website right now. And 2015, you'll hear about the Majestic Football League.
Wow, that's really some powerful stuff. So you definitely you definitely believe in to keep the team alive. You have to keep the dream alive, except you're keeping the dream alive in individual men that in some cases may have lost their dream, but you're giving it back to them. That's really huge. Really huge.
Well, I look at that as, again, you're blessed to share your blessing, and that's what I try to do. I know I'm blessed, so I try to share the blessing. And in sharing that blessing, it means to really share and do what you can to help someone to achieve their goal and their dream that you were blessed to have been done.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, I'm going to ask you to give your information one more time, but before you even go to that, I'm going to say something else. Ladies and gentlemen, each and every one of us are here for a mission and a purpose, and that mission and a purpose is something that very few of us are actually stepping up to. Here today, we have a gentleman, WB, who's actually working to live his dream, but his dream is to also help others. This is definitely a man that's looking at the word team differently than most of us look at the word team. And when he looks at team, he's saying, together, each achieves magic and miracles. So again, WB, that was pretty much it for me, but could you say whatever else you'd like to share with the people before we close, and again, give them the information to get in contact with you if they'd like to learn more about this amazing thing that you're doing.
No problem. Again, it's the Washington Warriors. If you Google it, it will take you to the website. And on the website, there are numbers, personal cell phone numbers, not a recording. These are personal cell phone numbers that we answer directly. We do not shove off anyone. We talk to everyone. And we put you in the right direction to anyone on staff and administration that can help you do what you need to have done. So, again, it's the Washington Warriors, semi-pro football team, and I would love to hear from folks and see what type of ideas or anything that they want to answer or questions that I can answer for them, because my phone number is there as well. So, again, I thank you, Z, for having me on the show. It's been a pleasure, and I can tell you right now, again, for your props, you do the same thing with helping folks, and it's a great thing. What I do also right now, Z, is I will put my number out here for callers. It's 240-601-4932. It's my direct cell. And again, it's 240-601-4932. I'll be willing to answer any questions that anyone may have.